the power of Zion, Mishnah, Yidal, Shnai, Shahayu, Mamalon, Lachata, Vig, Biu, Zal, Zal. Two people, but each one had a clue that they were drawing water from the spring to be used for the Chata. It was going to be used to be Makata, the ashes of the Paraduma. And each one of them helped his friend lift his clue with the water in it. Unasal, Zal, Zal, Kaitza. And each one of them had a thorn in his hand. And each one took out the thorn from his friend's hand, and the thorn was deterring them from picking up the clue. The Kiddush after Kasher, the snake Kiddushim puzzle. If the water drawn by both of them will be used for the same Kiddush, that the water will be mixed together in one clue and the ashes will be put into the water. In such a case, the water is Kasher. As even though they didn't, that after the water is drawn for the Parah Aduma, until the time that the ashes are put into the water, any malacha that is done during that time would invalidate the water. And in this case, they did a malacha, they helped each other lift up the clay, and they also took out a thorn from their friend's hand. But since that malacha was necessary for the kiddush, and the water of both of them is going to be used for the same kiddush, so that malacha does not invalidate the water, as only malacha that's unnecessary for the kiddush would invalidate the water. But if the water is going to be used for shnei kiddushin, that each one's water will be used separately for a kiddush, the ashes will be put into each one's clay separately. In such a case, the malacha that they did invalidates the water. And since, for each one's kiddush, it was unnecessary for him to help his friend. And the water that his friend is carrying is for a different kiddush. So since that malacha is unnecessary for the kiddush of his water, that malacha would invalidate the water. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Afishnei Kiddushin Kasher, Imhisnu Beinim. Rabbi Yossi said, there is a case where even though the water is going to be used for two separate kiddushin, that each one's water will be used for a separate kiddush, and they did a malacha by helping their friend pick up the kli, or by taking the thorn out of their friend's hand, even so it would be kosher. And that would be a case where they made a condition between them. Each one of them said to the other that I'll help you lift up your kli and take the thorn out of your hand if you help me do the same. In such a case, since he's only helping his friend, so his friend would help him as well, so that which he helped his friend was necessary for his own kiddush. As only because he's helping his friend will his friend help him lift up the kli and take the thorn out of his hand. So since the malacha that he did was necessary for his own kiddush, the water is kosher. Somebody who draws water to be used for the kiddush of the Afer, the Para Aduma, and is carrying the kli with the water on his way to do the kiddush, and to the fence in the way. And he breaks a hole in the fence in order to get through. And he has in mind when he breaks a hole in the fence that he'll repair it later after he does the kiddush. In such a case, the water is kosher. And even though the din is that any malacha that is done from the time you draw water for the kiddush until the time you put the ash into the water wouldn't invalidate the water. But breaking a hole in the fence did not consider a malacha as it was necessary for the kiddush, as he couldn't get through on his way to do the kiddush unless he breaks a hole in the fence. Then Gadar puzzle. But if after he breaks a hole in the fence, he immediately repairs it. In such a case, that which he repaired it is considered a malacha and invalidates the water. As even though he's only repairing the fence, so it will be the same as it was originally, but it's still considered a malacha. And since it was unnecessary for him to repair the fence immediately, he could have gone on his way and done the kiddush, and after he did the kiddush, he could have come back and repaired the fence. So repairing the fence is considered a malacha, then invalidates the work. Somebody who draws water to be used for the kiddush of the Afer, the Parah Aduma, and he's on his way to bring the water to where he's going to do the kiddush, and on his way to the fig tree, and he collects some of the figs of the tree, and he has in mind that he's collecting them in order to lay them out to dry. But at the end, he decided not to lay them out to dry. Instead, he decided to eat them. The water is kosher. And that which he collected figs to eat them is not considered a malacha, as he needed to eat to give him strength to bring the water to where he's going to do the kiddush. And even though at the time he collected the figs, he did not have a mind to eat them, he had a mind to lay them out to dry, and that certainly would be a malacha. But since at the end he ate them, he didn't lay them out to dry, it's not considered a malacha, and therefore the water is kosher. But if he went ahead and laid out the figs to dry in such a case, that would be considered a malacha, that invalidates the water for the paradum. If on his way to doing the kiddush, he collected some figs from the tree, and he ate some of them, and left over some of them he did not eat, and the ones that were left over he threw underneath the fig tree, or near the other figs that were laying out to dry, in order that he shouldn't get lost. That's considered a malacha, and the water is puzzle. As even though he did not lay them out to dry properly, he just threw them underneath the fig tree, or near the figs that were laying out to dry. As he didn't have in mind when he threw them that they would lay there to dry, he had in mind when he threw them that they would be guarded there so they would not get lost, even so it's considered a malacha, and invalidates the water for the paraduma. Since he did a malacha in between drawing the water and putting the ashes in the water, that possible the water to be used for the paraduma.